Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
His law is intended to show us our desperation. So, for instance, when we go to the Sermon on the Mount and Jesus says, "Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect," that's a clue that God accepts one thing, and that's perfection. All of us would admit that we're not perfect. So therefore, if we are going to be accepted by God, there has to be someone who gives us perfection, imputes perfection, grants us perfection. One of the great benefits of reading God's law and becoming acquainted with God's law is it exposes you. And just when you think you're pulling it off, just when you think you're doing pretty well, just when you think you've had a good spiritual day and God is remarkably impressed with you, when you compare whatever your good spiritual day was with God's perfect law, even your good spiritual day fails to meet the mark. That in and of itself helps you come to terms regularly with your desperation. The people that I talk to who resist grace the most, and I'm talking inside the church people, are typically the most suspicious when it comes to grace. There are lots of buts and breaks. It's ironically the people outside the church that hear this message and go, "Oh my gosh, this is what I've been looking for my whole life," because they know they're desperate. But inside the church people, after they become Christians, like I was talking about a few minutes ago, and you start, quote unquote, becoming better, more moral, you start believing that you're not as desperate as you used to be. And some people even frame the Christian life, they wouldn't say it this way, but the way they speak about the Christian life almost leads you to believe that I needed Jesus a lot at the beginning, but the process of Christian growth is that I need him less and less and less as I grow. And so the only thing that corrects that and reorients us back to the radicality of God's one-way love is suffering and hardship. That makes us realize we're fallible, that we're imperfect, that we're frail, that we're much weaker than we think we are. There's an old Presbyterian minister named Jack Miller who used to say, "Cheer up, you're a lot worse off than you think you are." But God's grace is infinitely greater than you could ever hope for or imagine.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.